This is the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. In the headlines, the Ministry of Health identifies minor cases of hand, foot and mouth disease at the St. Bernard's Primary. Workers at GCG Barbados back on the job after a work stoppage this morning. The Barbados delegation returning from Brazil with a clear path to lower the cost of living. Barbados Family Planning Association expressing deep concern over the rising STI rates and dozens still missing following flash floods in Texas. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. The Ministry of Health has confirmed a few cases of hand, foot and mouth disease at St. Bernard's Primary School following tests conducted on more than 20 students. However, after an assessment visit this morning by officials from the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of Education and the Ministry of the Barbados and the Barbados Unit of Teachers, the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Kenneth George, gave the all clear, indicating there's no wider threat at the school at this time.
Based on our evidence that it probably is hand, foot and mouth disease, which is a contagious disease that occurs in young children, primary school children, and it tends to stay in that population. It resolves usually with symptomatic treatment. At the same time, I've told the chief that we have not closed the investigation and we are still looking at other leads, because one or two of the children were not typical for hand, foot, and mouth. So we need to do some more work. But with respect to the teachers of the school, from a public health perspective, and particularly after the cleaning, the premises is safe.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kenneth George. Meantime, the Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw was also on hand and provided an update assuring staff there had they gone through enough cleaning in the compound over the last 2-day period is enough to keep the school open.
We understood that last week there were some children presenting with these symptoms. I understand from Dr. George that there were about 29 who were assessed, but out of those 29, only about 2 had an initial diagnosis. And based on that, we made the decision to close the school on Thursday and Friday last week for a full industrial cleaning, so that when the staff and the students return, that they would be in a clean and safe environment.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. However, despite the assurances from officials, First Vice President of the BUT, Julian Pierre, confirmed there were still reservations held by some staff.
Some staff, even though they are still uncomfortable, we are going to trust the judgment of the medical professional, that being the Chief Medical Officer, that it is safe to return to the classroom. So that we will do until otherwise proven that something may not be the case. We will trust the judgment of the medical professionals to say it is safe to return.
First Vice President of the BUT, Julian Pierre. Workers at GCG Barbados are back on the job after a brief work stoppage this morning. Deputy General Secretary of the Barbados Workers Union, Dwayne Paul, told Starcom Network News what caused the short strike.
The issue related to some proposed changes that the company sought to implement. However, due to the lack of discussion on those changes, that led to the work stoppage. But we spoke to the management this morning and we were able to reach an accord in terms of the way forward, and we'll meet on Wednesday to hammer out the details in terms of exactly what will take place going forward.
Deputy General Secretary of the BWU, Dwayne Paul. A Barbados delegation comprising government officials and members of the private sector have returned from Brazil with key solutions to reducing Barbados' cost of living. Given details of the tour, Minister of Agriculture Indar Weir said they were no longer focused on imports from North America and outlying sections of government strategic partnership.
We are starting to unlock new gateways for produce to come to Barbados. I just took a delegation with Senior Minister Kerry Simmons, who's Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, to Roraima in Brazil, where we are seeking to work with the government there, or the governor's office, to make sure, one, we settle our sanitary and phytosanitary issues, to harmonize those SPF arrangements with them, and then to look at how we can bring in a number of things that we are not producing here, and then other things that are brought in, like beef cuts, for example, that come from North America or transited through North America.
That's Minister Agriculture Indar Weir in the Lunchtime Edition. As government prepares to roll out the new Mental Health Act, which places special emphasis on community outreach, a strong recommendation is being made for employers at all levels to take mental wellness seriously. Speaking to Starcom Network News, Deputy Chairman of the Mental Health Commission, Dr. Joy Sue, described the new legislation as groundbreaking. However, she urged that support must come from all sectors to ensure the Act achieves its full benefit for Barbadians.
But you have to let people just be free to express themselves and respect how they're feeling. Only then will people be comfortable enough to come to you. And then you have to be willing to make certain accommodations for persons to help them with their mental. So you could be flexible, say, with schedules. Say a person has a child that has special needs or something like that, that is making it difficult for them to get to work at XYZ time. But perhaps they're willing to work an extra hour later. You know, it's putting that flexibility in it and having that kind of understanding and sensitivity to person's concerns, because that person who is in the workplace where the employer is saying, well, too bad, this is what the job entails and you have to work with it, that person is going to feel under a lot of extra pressure.
That's Deputy Chairman of the Mental Health Commission, Dr. Joy Sue. The Barbados Family Planning Association is raising concerns about a rise in sexually transmitted infections, and they're urging the public to get tested. Executive Director Anderson Langdon says the trend follows the report increase in HIV cases reported by the Ministry of Health.
And we've noticed a trend that there has been an increase in STIs. We did notice an increase in 2024. And what is more concerning is that usually this is the peak period, which really ends in September, for the increases in STIs and HIV. Simply because the period of cop over, it's a period of time that sometimes people let their guard down. And when you see those 2 or 4 times of the year where persons let their guard down, 2 or 3 months, you might see a spike in HIV and STI cases. The good news is that Barbados, because of its surveillance and treat-all system, where someone who's tested or screened for HIV receiving treatment, significantly impact the passing of the virus, or, you know, people are more protected.
That's Executive Director of the BFPA, Anderson Langdon. And the new Chairman of CARICOM, Jamaica's Prime Minister, Andrew Holness, is calling for all-out war on drugs, guns and gang activity across the region. In his first address last evening as the 49th CARICOM Heads of Government meeting in Jamaica started, Holness said there were more serious lessons to be learnt from what was taking place in Haiti and called for urgent action to combat rising crime. Our top stories. The Ministry of Health identifies minor cases of hand, foot and mouth disease at the St. Bernard's Primary. Workers at GCG Barbados back on the job after a brief work stoppage. Barbados' delegation returns from Brazil with a clear path to lower the cost of living. And the new CARICOM chairman declares an all-out war on gangs and drugs. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of The Latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp at me, 246-256-6397. To receive breaking news, like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.